Another deep penetration of America's education system was made in 1903 when John D. Rockefeller established the General Education Board, GEB. According to the Rockefeller Archives, the GEB program included grants for endowment and general budgetary support of colleges and universities, support for special programs, fellowship and scholarship assistance to state school systems at all levels, and development of social and economic resources as a route to improved educational systems. Major colleges and universities across the U.S., as well as many small institutions in every state, received aid from the board. The emphasis, however, was on the South and the education of blacks. Rockefeller's General Education Board has spent more than $100 million to gain control of the nation's medical schools and turn our physicians to physicians of the allopathic school, dedicated to surgery and the heavy use of drugs, commented Mullins, adding, "America became the greatest and most productive nation in the world because we had the healthiest citizens in the world." When the Rockefeller Syndicate began its takeover of our medical profession in 1910, our citizens went into a sharp decline. Today, we suffer from a host of debilitating ailments, both mental and physical, nearly all of which can be traced directly to the operations of the chemical and drug monopoly, and which pose the greatest threat to our continued existence as a nation. Mullins pointed to Britain's Wellcome Trust as one of the world's largest medical research charities. It finances research into the health of both animals and humans. It also illustrates the intertwining connections of the globalists. The knighted Sir Oliver S. Franks, described as one of the founders of the post-war world, directed the Wellcome Trust as well as serving as British ambassador to the United States from 1948 to 1952. He was a director of the Rockefeller Foundation and its principal representative in England. According to Mullins, he was given a life peerage as Baron Franks of Headington, County of Oxford, in 1962, and was a director of the Schroeder Bank, which handled Hitler's personal bank account, director of the Rhodes Trust, in charge of approving Rhodes scholarships, Bill Clinton among others, visiting professor at the Rockefeller-endowed University of Chicago, and chairman of Lloyds Bank, one of England's Big Five. Another aspect of Nazi medical science employed in America involves the toxic chemical sodium fluoride.